long ago. Radio. Long ago, in a time before, and beyond, lived a fool, a new person, a new character in life, formless, shapeless, that wanted to walk through innocently all of the experiences on the physical plane. You see that within all of existence, it must be remembered that our existence comes from a curiosity, a natural curiosity. That natural curiosity came about long ago. An ancient goddess, a female presence, a primordial mother, sent out to discover the nature of the thing she had created. In her ascension, we are.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, welcome everyone to a special late night Main Street Universe. And since there are no gogglers right now, but there will be once you put out the free tarot thing, I think they usually show up. What we're going to do is we're going to lay out some tarot cards and discuss what they mean until somebody asks for a reading. So I'm going to walk over to the deck and pick from the middle. Aha! A very important card. This card is the Hanged Man. And the Hanged Man is all about patience, in my opinion. This is someone hanging upside down, quite literally. And almost looks like it's voluntary. Because as you follow down, you see at the light of his head, it's like a brilliant sun. And the sun means liberation to me. So this is not an oppressed character. This is a being that is willing to be hanging upside down and to be waiting for something. That is how I interpret it, as intelligent patience and intelligent meditation, if you will. It is not a card that means, you know, being trapped or hung, perhaps with what cards surround it could make it in such a way. But I interpret this as a card that means patient meditation, hanging from the limb, almost as if the old saying, you know, the message or the answer is hanging on a limb. It's hanging on a limb, waiting to be answered. Sometimes answers in the tarot are meant to be very direct and very personal and very extreme. And sometimes they are meant to be very calm, and that it's time for a calm patience, a calm hanging from a tree. It is a major arcana card. And the Hanged Man is a very important card in the tarot. I do not consider my show, nor have I ever considered my show, to be a study in occultism or in witchcraft. But we do discuss these things. And while I am in the discussion of other community issues, I have no issue whatsoever with discussing, you know, a card or something of this nature or doing readings. The issue I would only have is with the Hanged Man is if you are finding yourself at a crossroads, that is when the Hanged Man is valuable. It's not an issue. I know I said it was an issue. What I meant was the subject or the position of the Hanged Man is one of being at a crossroads and, to be honest, it can be a very liberating card, and it can deal with meditation, patience, some say even a degree of prophecy, sacrifice. I think sacrifice in the form of hard work. I think when the Hanged Man comes up in your reading, he is not a lazy character. He's working very hard. And again, if anyone wants to call in or chat in for a reading, please chat in or call in. The number is 877-602-4345. And we were discussing the Hanged Man card. The archetypes of this card are ones of people that go forward in spiritual thinking. And they're the type that maybe sacrifice a portion of themselves. Ones that sort of let go of certain worldly or commercial worldly things. And I think it's a very beautiful card because it's about release and sacrifice and beauty and prophecy. And if this card comes up in a reading, to me it's about your ability to change yourself through these disciplines. And I do see now that we do have a caller. And I'm going to go ahead and shift the microphone over to that caller. 3720-322. Hello, are you there?
Yes.
And how are you this evening or morning, however you want to interpret it?
doing okay.
And did you want a general message from the universe or something specific?
Not quite sure.
How about we go with a general message and work from there? We'll work
from there.
We got some time. There's not a lot of callers online, so we can work from one and go into the other. And I have a belief that when a card falls out of the deck, that you use it. And the one that fell out of the deck was the Queen of Swords. And this is a great first card to have in some ways because it shows me that calm leadership and calm intuitive wisdom is needed to go further. This means that the Queen of Swords is a card that involves the intellect, because the intellect is of air and swords are of air. And this is the queen that is sometimes called the lonely queen, sitting high atop a throne. And she's kind of by herself, surrounded by clouds. But do not think that that means action isn't nearby, because swords are air. And air is action. So I'm going to draw two more cards. I'm just getting the urge to draw them off the top. Okay. Here's what I'm getting from this. I'm getting the fact that you felt as if sometime in the recent past you had a great idea to work on, a great something idea to work on, and you felt as if you weren't getting good information, or something was stopping this from happening. And so in the near future, it's causing you to feel a little bit emotionally confused. You're not feeling as if this is going to work out. There's a lot of passion with the first card. The second card is maybe not the best information. And the third one is the Queen of Cups reversed. And the Queen of Cups reversed, the Queen of Cups is the Queen of Water and intuitive emotion and intelligence. And she's reversed, so I think she's feeling as if some of that water is falling out of the cup. It's not doom and gloom, just meaning to me that there's something in your life that is not very satisfying. So I'm going to draw a couple more cards because this reading has a certain, as often they do, there are times where there's an incompleteness and go ahead and draw a few more cards, and I'm going to do that. I'm shuffling, by the way. Now I'm going to have your involvement. I'm shuffling, and tell me when to stop shuffling.
Okay, that's good.
Okay. And now I'm going to divide the deck into, at this point, two piles. Pick from pile one or pile two.
One.
Okay, pick from pile two. Well, I already know you've done that. I also have a renegade card involved here because it fell out of the deck while shuffling. And in my tradition, when a card falls out of the deck while shuffling, you use it. It means that it's sort of screaming at you. Yeah. So here's what I get. Okay. In the end, all of this is actually fairly positive, but I want to start with the Five of Wands. Five is the number of transformation. And you are going through a time of transformation. The next card is the Five of Pentacles, or coins, or disc. And the last card is the Knight of Wands. So what I'm getting from this is, now, there is a conclusion here. Not just me rambling.
Okay.
There is the Five of Wands, which is combat. You have been going through murkiness, unsure, bad information, even though you feel like a strong person with some good ideas. But there's a lot of murkiness and bad information and all other kinds of nonsense going on. However, at the end of this, I see the Knight of Wands, and that means a charging forward with a bright new structure, new relationship, new idea. This is the card of saying that something soon that's very strong and charging forward will help you get over all of this, including it can come from yourself. Perhaps a great new, you know, thing you want to pursue. But it's the Knight of Wands. And the Knight of Wands is a very strong charge forward card. There's murkiness and unsureness with good idea before this. But at the end, it is charging forward with a great inspiration, a great project, like a new project you might want to work on. Have you had an idea of a new project or something you want to work on? Because that's what I'm getting from this, to break the mucky muck here.
Well,
do you want one, maybe? Like, do you want an inspiration, a desire, a new project?
Well, yeah. And it seems like I'm always doing, have fleeting or thoughts, you know, of doing something, and then I get, I don't know, discouraged or just think that it's just not going to work out and I'd give up.
Well, I'm getting the idea that you think things aren't going to work out. That's what I'm getting from this, that you feel alone. That's what the Five of Coins is telling me, that you feel in some way, you feel a little alienated and alone, and it's going to stop your projects from working out unless you charge forward like the Knight of Wands, the following card, tells you to do. I think this is a reading telling me, if I read the whole thing, and I will recite each card for you if you want to look them up, you know, on our Main Street Universe Facebook page, I will recite them all. I think in the end, this is you being brilliant, but having low confidence, and feeling as if others are beating down your confidence. Is there someone in your life, or even more than one person in your life, like making you feel like, oh my gosh, you can't make this work? There's something stopping you from charging forward is a little bit of what I'm getting from this. Like some low confidence, some failure from the past, something like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely in the past and everything, yeah.
However, the end of it is the Knight of Wands, and that's the ending of, doesn't mean the ultimate ending, of course. Every ending is It's a new beginning, as we all say. And it's the this ending of this particular reading is charging forward with building new structures, new ideas, new concepts. The Knight of Wands is all about building and structure and charging forward. So this means not getting caught up in the mucky muck, not getting caught up in the whatever makes you feel unconfident. I'm getting the feeling that this reading is all about charging forwards beyond any unconfidence of the past. In fact, I'm going to just go ahead and draw up another card or two. And in fact, I bought this amazing new deck that you will be the first one. It's called the Halloween Tarot. And I've never read from it before, and I'm shuffling it now. And I'm going to just sit here and shuffle it and tell me when to stop, and I'll pull another solution card or two from it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good.
Okay. I will pull directly from the top. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will pull three. Okay. All of the cards here are very much about insecurity. The Three of Wands reversed. In the Halloween deck, they call it the Three of Imps reversed, but it's the Three of Wands. The Nine of Pentacles reversed. Yes. However, with a final release, here's what I'm getting from this. You must... There is a lot of insecurity here, and I feel as if you feel overworked or overburdened from this. I'm feeling as if there's a relationship... I'm getting kind of a back-and-forth thing about a relationship that really isn't working out. A lot of twos reversed. And it's making you feel, you know, insecure, not confident, not secure, not abundant, and everything else. I'm getting a feeling of charging forward with your own bright creative ideas and letting go of... I'm going to draw a solution card from that. Hold on. And again, I got the Page of Swords reversed, which means usually bad information. So I'm thinking deception. Do you feel like you're being deceived? Deception? I'm just getting like bad information, deception, bad stuff, you know.
Yeah.
However, I'm also getting that you're bright, like Queen of Swords, and have the ability to take great action, you know. And so go ahead. I just wanted to... do you feel deception somewhere? Or the potential of...
I have with my family.
Oh, okay. And do you feel... Does it make you feel powerless in some way? Or do you think you can, you know, sort of pick up from this? I'm getting from the reading that you can pick up from this, because I got the Knight of Wands that's saying, and the beginning was the Queen of Swords, which is a queen, a great intuitive sword, Queen of Air, the ability to swiftly get over it. I think you can, but that's not as easily said as done. Of course, I realize that, and I am aware of that. But I definitely see... stagnation and deception, and I'm sorry that the reading wasn't better than that.
No, that's kind of generally about where I've been and everything, so.
But do not lose faith, because there were power cards in there, like the Knight of Wands at the end, right? That is charging forward. The Queen of Swords in the beginning is that you're the calm, intelligent one here, and swift action can be taken, and you're the smart one. If you want, I can draw a few more cards for you if you want.
No, that'll be fine. Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Okay. I hope it was helpful. I'm sorry it didn't seem, you know, some people want readings and they expect everything to be, you know, happy and...
Yeah.
It always worked that way.
No,
but it is not negative.
You.
Not view this as a negative reading. This was
right.
Just, here's what you got to do to get over your deceptions. You have to remain calm, and you have to charge forward and be yourself and be within your own power. Do not live in their mucky muck. The Queen
right.
of Swords is sometimes called the Queen of the Mountain or the Lonely Queen. Because she lives on a mountain, and she's surrounded by clouds, and she has a sword in her hand. Swords are air in esoteric practices. And she can cut through the air very quickly. And so it can happen quickly, but again, I'll let you go. And it's not all negative.
Yeah,
charge forward and go forward. You know, and be the Queen of Swords and be the Knight of Wands that showed up, because the rest of them aren't going to help you anyway, you know, so you got to go on, you got to move on. That's how I see this.
Yep.
Okay.
Alrighty. Thank you.
And thank you so much for calling Main Street Universe.
Bye.
Thank you. Okay. And if anybody else wants to call, we're still doing on-air readings. We have about 1 hour and 40-plus minutes left. And what I will do between readings is simply pull a card and discuss what I think about that particular card. So, as no one is calling as of yet, it is so funny because the most highly rated episode we ever had of our show was an episode, well, just like this. And I'm going to go ahead and shuffle the deck. And it leads people to wonder, what is a tarot card reading anyway? Well, in my opinion, it is quite literally and quite simply a consultant. I am a pagan, a witch, a druid, whatever term makes you comfortable. And as part of our religion, we engage in the act of divination. Now, as far as on air and on radio, no different. It's the same thing. You do not have to be a member of a religion. Or organization. I'll simply shuffle the cards and pick one. Check the phone lines. And it appears we do, in fact, have another caller. Or is it the same one? I shall check.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is David.
David. Hello, David. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. And would you like a general message?
I wanted to know more particularly about finances, but general would be good, too.
Or if you want a specific question, that's fine.
Okay.
The tarot is usually, I consider it a consultant, you know, and so let's just go ahead and see. What I'm going to do is picture white light that comes from my heart and that goes into the cards.
Okay.
And ask it about money for David. And I'm going to shuffle it to have your involvement so that it's not just me. As I shuffle, and I have my own way of shuffling, tell me when to stop. I will start shuffling now, and tell me when to stop. I am shuffling now. I had one fallout. They will work. And still shuffling.
Stop.
Okay. I think what we have here. All right. This. Okay. The first cup, second one, and the third one. This tells me exactly your question in a way. The first card is the King of Cups reversed, which is emotional but reversed. The second one is the Nine of Swords, which is a little bit of worry. And the third one is the Page of Pentacles. And that means to me that there is a degree of worry emotionally about money. And this reading is definitely about money, because when it's pentacles at the end, it's a lot about money and or physical pleasure. It can be one or the other. However, the Page of Pentacles reversed about money is not necessarily always a bad card about money. And I'm going to draw other ones as conclusion, by the way, for this, because I don't want it to end on that Page of Pentacles. But the Page of Pentacles tells me that there is a degree of something that must be looked at or studied in order to make the money. There's something being missed. Maybe a something you don't know about. That's why it's reversed. If it was upright, it would be, oh, there's something you know, and you got to look into it, and blah, 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 and go and do it. This is telling me that some sort of research is necessary in order for you to engage into better success in your financial project, if that makes any sense. There's some kind of thing that you're not sure about, some kind of research you're not sure about, something that needs to be looked into in order to make this happen. Basically. And I will draw another card.
Okay.
This is that you also feel as if you're starting to lack vision. I'm just speaking from the heart.
Okay.
You feel like you have a great idea and that you have great intentions and everything else, but you feel as if your vision is being stopped and that you wish for very fast action for it to occur. You're feeling a bit impatient, perhaps.
Right.
And at the end of it, there's a bit of, I won't call it a warning, I'll just call it a caution, is the Emperor. And the Emperor is often involved with the law. So this would be a time to guard against perhaps anything illegal. I'm not saying you're involved in anything illegal.
Right.
I'm just saying this would be perhaps a chance to make sure the structure is in order. But I have a feeling from the last two cards that maybe you want speed that's quicker than bothering with things like permits and law and regulations and bureaucracies. I'm getting a feeling that you feel stagnant beyond your bright idea and bright action. And you really want the action to happen, but something is stopping. There's research to be done, and be very careful not to violate. The Emperor is about law and order, and not just that, but also on a spiritual level, law and order. The Emperor is about, you know, he's the king on the throne, he's the Emperor, and he's, you know, he's very secure. However, he's almost a warning against action that's too speedy in relation to the cards that are behind it.
Right.
I'm seeing that you don't want to act too quickly on something that could break the law, I guess. I'm not saying you're going to do that, but I'm saying that I'm feeling that there's a time now to just relax and understand that there are certain protocols and certain regulations that are natural and normal to be recognized. And if you want, I can draw another card or two to enhance that. As
well, I'm just trying to think out, like, is there other opportunities coming for me? I mean, I work a lot of hours, and I don't seem to... There's not enough, you know, resources, not enough money, and I work a lot of hours, and I want to know, am I in the wrong,
Okay.
You know, what should to go, I guess, is that actually what I'm trying to figure out.
Let me shuffle again. And I still think that the cards were telling me definitely that. The Eight of Wands, is the speed that you are feeling frustrated. Completely like, my God, I'm just busy, you know. And I can't seem to... I'm there myself, by the way. I'm just exhausted. You know, I'm busy to the point of exhaustion. And...
Right.
I'm actually trying to make my life as a musician, you know. So I, you know, I'm a bit of a goofball in that aspect.
Right.
But I'm going to go ahead and shuffle and tell me when to stop. I will shuffle again. And one draw, actually two came out, I'm sorry. So I will shuffle and tell me when to stop for one. Okay, I'm going to go with this guy. Here's what we got. We have I can say what the end of this will be. And the end will be the Six of Cups. And the Six of Cups is oftentimes a card that is about, some people call it a little help from our friends. It's often involving people from the past.
Yeah.
And there could be a potential of someone from the past could help you in the near future. Now, again, as all things are, and even as divination is, it's not 100%. It's according to your actions, and if you take proper action. But the Six of Cups is a card of, there could be, in my opinion, from the way this reading is structured and from the cards around it, I'm almost seeing as if someone from your past might help you in this. Because the cards before are the Four of Wands, which is stability, the Eight of Cups, which is that you walked away from something. I don't know what you walked away from, but you walked away from something to pursue this new thing, to have help maybe from an old friend in the near future. Maybe it's someone that hasn't contacted you yet. Maybe they have recently. But this is definitely a help from your friends kind of reading.
Yeah.
So maybe someone you can think of in the past, et cetera, et cetera.
I ask you, what do the cards say about going back to school?
Okay. I shall shuffle them. In this case, you will be the first. Or maybe the second. I forget. My new Halloween tarot. I will shuffle them again and tell me when to stop. I am shuffling them now.
Stop.
Okay. I will separate them into three piles. 1, 2, and 3. Pick from pile 1, 2, or 3.
2.
Okay. Ohio 1 or 3?
3.
Okay. We now know the other one. And here are the three cards we have before us. Well, you had two major arcana cards reversed. And here's how I'm viewing your back-to-school argument. You left, perhaps, an old glove. You want to go to school, but things seem to be interfering with it. And the death is reversed, so there seems to be a stagnation, a change that isn't happening with the death card. It usually means change. So something is blocking it. You are leaving something else, leaving a lover or something you loved, and wanted to say, hey, you know what, F this and go back to school. But something seems stagnant. So I understand that sounds more like a past reading than a future reading. So let's draw one more card for a future possibility. Because I'm definitely getting the feeling that you left something. And I think I'm just going to go with this one. Okay, the Queen of Cups. This is telling me that going back to school is a very good idea. It will help you reattune and be in touch with your emotions, not just your intellect. I have a feeling that you wanted to go to school, or whatever your question was, felt to me emotional. I could be wrong. I'm not always right, but you were leaving for some reason, wanted to go to school, back to school, and I have a feeling that this going back to school will help you attune with your emotions and will be a very positive thing if you decide to do so. I think it's completely the right thing to do, according to this reading.
And what area should I go into, because I'm thinking of either going to law school or for my PhD?
Well,
I'm not sure.
Okay. Those are, of course, the cards can't answer that always, but I can have them help because, of course, it's your mind and your passion. However, I will shuffle the cards and we'll see what they say. I'm shuffling them.
I have a passion
myself
for both, so I don't know which way they go.
Okay. I'll shuffle and tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay. I will divide the deck into three piles and ask you to pick from one, two, or three. One,
three.
Two, or three. Okay. Three, two, or one?
One.
Okay, we know what the final answer is. All right. Okay. The Three of Swords, the Seven of Pentacles. This is showing me that, and at the end, the King of Wands is the clearest vision for you, is something involving a more intellectual pursuit, something that's very much of the mind. Three of Bats is the Three of Air, Three of Swords. The next one is the Seven of Pumpkins, where you watch the rewards that you've built from your thoughts. And so, building upon that, I see that the clarity will come to you by knowing that it will be a career of intellect and working with others. This will not be a lonely kind of career. It will be the one that is involved with working with others, as is three.
So that would be either one of them, because one is teaching, the other is in law, working with others as well. I mean,
and in law, that is the vibe I'm getting from this reading. I'm getting the idea that you will cultivate a lot more from debating ideas with others. I will draw 8 of Wands, 8 of Imps, yes. Wall is the, according to this reading, the direction you want to go into. Now, if you want a different sort of satisfaction, the teaching led to some satisfaction in the reading. The law will lead to another satisfaction, a mental stimulus, economic success. The teaching will be a slightly different one. But according to this reading, according to what you asked, and I pulled that last card, which is the 8 of Wands, speed, significance, ideas, 3 of Wands is what, or 3 of Swords is working with other in intellectual ideas. This is all stuff involving the mind and involving the real world and law. I'm definitely seeing the lawyer as far as money.
Yeah.
And so I see that as satisfying you in that way. But you might find it not.
You see a lot more money coming from the law than the teaching, because I teach now, and then I wanted to get the PhD to have a full-time position at it. But then I was, but then I've always thought about law and was always caught between that. And
I think the law will stimulate you. I'm getting the idea that the law thing might be a different kind of, satisfaction. But I think, according to my reading here, and again, they're not 100% in stone. They're just, they're consultants. I'm getting the idea that you want the stimulation of that, and that it'll make you a better person. It'll make you a stronger person. I'm thinking the law direction from the reading I got. Like, you want that power, that combat. I don't mean to be weird about that, I'm just saying, or mean or anything. You know what I mean? But I think that, some people, they like adventure a little bit, and I think you need that. That's what I'm getting from this, that you want a little bit of that empowerment, that strength, that combat, that being tested that law would provide, and especially being in a courtroom would provide. And I think you're feeling stagnant, maybe, perhaps, without that. I don't know you personally. I'm saying only from the reading, from the cards. It's saying you want that challenge. You're not sure if you're ready to take it, but you want that fight, that combat, that warrior, that challenge kind of thing.
Yeah, you're right.
And some people want the opposite. Some people are like, how can I be safe? But you want the warrior.
Exactly.
Which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. We all have different things.
I wonder if you can connect with this happening with, as far as gambling. What do you see with that, as far as I play poker.
Okay.
I want to know what reading.
I draw cards, but I don't play cards.
Right.
I'll draw one for that, and I got other callers after that.
Okay. I just want to know what's going on with that. What's happening?
The only thing I can say is that I pulled a card that was the Knight of Cups. That means it's okay to charge forward for a little while, but be creative. Knight of Cups is a knight that does march forward slowly and carefully and with creativity. Be careful with crazy, wacky stuff. Don't go, off the hook on the bets.
Right.
Basically. Be very careful. But some success, perhaps. But I have to go. I have to take other callers. I got other ones here.
Thanks a lot. That was pretty good. I liked it. All right.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right.
Good night. Okay, I'm turning you on now, 503. Hello, 503. How are you?
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm
and would you
okay.
like general message or just any kind of conversation or talking about bats or whatever?
I was wondering if Lars is wanting to get back together with me.
Okay. I just draw a few cards on that. Is someone wanting to get back together this week, was your question, right?
With me, yeah.
I'm getting a card calling to me. Uh-huh. Oh. What I'm going to do is a brief shuffle. Tell me when to stop.
Okay.
One, two, three, four, one.
Stop.
Okay. I had another one fall out, and of course I would take the top one. It seems to me, now, I am a reader, and I do believe that the readings come from divinity and not from me. I am just a channel. I believe that there is deception that has gone on in the recent past. The Seven of Swords is deception. That means cheating. That means all kinds of things. Right next to it is the Near Present card, which is the Two of Cups, which means to me that you're very attached and there is potential here. However, I'm getting the Knight of Swords reversed, which is telling me that maybe it's time to actually charge away from this person. It might not be the information you want to hear, but it's the information I'm getting from the cards, is that you have been deceived, even though you have been, well, at least reasonably good by tarot card standards, in the next card. And I'm getting the idea that maybe it's time to start literally charging somewhere else. Not charging. In fact, I would say being patient, but charging away from where you're at. Do not take this reading as doom and gloom, as I do not know the two of you. I'm just saying that's what the cards are telling me, that there has been deception, even though there was great potential, because I got the Two of Cups, which is a great lover's card, next to that. But the final card and the card before being the Deception card, and then the card of charging away, I'm having a feeling that perhaps, even if you do not charge away, at least be cautious. So now I will offer you an option. Do not charge back. Be cautious and do not be so quick to be with someone that would deceive you again. If you wish, I can draw three more very quickly.
Sure.
To see if we come up with something else as a solution. In fact, I'll say one is the solution, and this is the one that popped out of the deck. And I will draw it just as it was drawn. Very simply, the Two of Pentacles, it was the juggler. You're balancing between what to do. There's a lot of pleasure here, and you don't want to lose it. The Queen of Wands. The reading I'm getting here is that for you to find your strength, you have to leave this person, move on, and become a queen and find your strength. I don't know if it's the answer you want to hear, but that's the answer I'm getting from the cards. And the last card was Strength, which is a higher major arcana card. Both readings were saying that there was something very powerful between you and this person, but there was definitely deception going on, and there was definitely a moving on quality that has to happen. It doesn't mean forever. That can just mean for now. That can mean you just got to get away for a while, separate for a while, maybe get back later. You'll be surprised how much time you have and how much time you don't have sometimes in the world. But
I know that he's in jail right now, and right now I'm kind of going back and forth with whether I should write him a letter or if I just need to stand my ground and not do it, because last time we got into a fight, I told him, I was like, you know what, I was like, next time you go to jail, I'm done, I'm not going to write you, I'm not going to support
right.
you, I'm not going to be there for you. I was like, you can count on all those other losers that, you know, you are so hell-bent on, that you swear that, you know, they stand by your side. I was like, we'll see who really stands by your side. And so now I'm kind of torn, like, do I stand my ground and do what I say I'm going to do and say, basically, I'm not going to write you, I'm not going to support you in your situation, or do
I am not saying
kind of know
don't write and be supportive. I am saying I sense deception. That's very understandable considering his situation, of course. Being incarcerated is pretty much nothing but deception. Everybody's playing games, trying to survive. So I was definitely getting that this sort of cloudy deception thing. I would say to be careful not to be too wrapped up. I honestly, according to the readings, was telling me for you to leave. However, that doesn't mean to leave entirely. It's all up to you. Like, meaning, if you want to make him, you know, not, you know, be comforting and occasionally talk to him in jail or something like that, that would be a very good thing for anyone. But the reading was telling me that this person isn't particularly good for you and you should leave as far as romantically. Not necessarily everything, but as far as romantically, perhaps it's not a good idea. That is a message from the universe. It's up to you to take it or not. You can go about your own will as you wish, of course, but that is what I'm getting from this reading.
Okay, can you, one more question, can you tell me, draw another card and see if he's going to be better off without me?
Okay, we'll see that. I'll go ahead and do that. The card I drew was Ten of Wands reversed, which means a release of a burden, but you're not the burden. What that means is that, and I'll draw another one, what it means is he will go through a tough time and the lovers will be reversed after that, which is the card I drew after that. Wishes won't come true and lovers will be reversed. He will go through a tough time without you, but it will be necessary to release the burden on his soul, as all things must be hard before they are soft. And eventually, he will be fine, as the next card was the King of Cups, which is the King of Emotion. But it will be a while. He'll be better, perhaps, but it will take a pretty long time for him to go through all of his lessons. Anything else would be a lie. I couldn't just sit here and say, "Oh, it'd be fantastic." it'll be a pretty long road. It's a pretty long road for this guy. I'm not saying that he's a bad guy. It's just a pretty long road for him. He seems to have a lot of damage around him or something. But he'll be fine eventually. It seems to be in the cards.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
That's good. Thank you.
All right. And thank you for calling Main Street Universe.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. They don't always work out well, folks. It's not always, you know, 613, are you there? Are you there, 613? Hello? You're on the air. Are you there, 706?
Yes.
Did you call for a general reading? Or something specific, or just a talk?
No, nothing specific, just
a general thing? Okay.
Yeah, that'll be okay. That'll be fine.
I'm just fine too. So
okay, you doing okay?
Oh yeah. With the exception of I want to be a full time musician for a living. See? We all have our burden.
It will come just once beginning,
you know? That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm going to do is shuffle the deck and tell me when to stop as I start now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Oh. Stop.
Okay. Now I'm going to divide the deck into three piles. And when I do, I'll ask you to choose from 1, 2, or 3. Even though I feel this one is your card for some reason, I'm going to pull that up.
That'll be fine.
Okay, you said one?
Yeah, that'll be fine. Yeah, whatever you feel. Yeah, that's fine. I'm assuming the same way.
Two or three?
The one you say that you feel is mine. The one
wow.
You say that you feel is mine.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
And of the cards that fell out, a couple fell out, so I went with them. As I sometimes am a sloppy shuffler. I'm getting a feeling of that you attempted to walk away from something that you were impatient about, something you were unhappy with, and you felt as if it didn't work out. This is in the near past I'm getting this from. This isn't necessarily the future we're talking about. You walked away, it was the Hangman reversed, Eight of Cups reversed. You returned to find that it wasn't as successful that you wanted. And you felt some degree of completion, but were very disappointed in it. So what I'm going to do is draw another three cards from the top three that are here.
Mm-hmm.
And what I get from this is exactly this, is that you feel... I'm getting a lot from the cards I've drawn that you feel certain people in your past were not so kind to you, and if they were, it didn't work out, and that you, like I said, the first group of cards, there was a lot of disappointment. However, in the second card of the next group is the Ten of Swords reversed. So I'm seeing some of your pain, a lot of it actually, lifting away soon and ready for a new place, a new dawn, a new time when all these swords aren't in your back, as this card would suggest. So I'm seeing that there is a time right now in the present.
Yeah.
For you to understand, to let go of whatever harmful things all these people in the past may have done. It reminds me of a quote. Are you familiar with Michael Bernard Beckwith? I like that. He's a spiritual speaker. And he had a great quote that all forgiveness is self-forgiveness, meaning like, that when you forgive everybody else, you're basically just forgiving yourself. You're just letting yourself go on. You're just letting yourself move on. And you're not letting that person ever hurt you again. I'm kind of getting a little bit of that from that reading and from that card. And the end is that I actually see in the end the 10 of coins, which is I see that if you decide to change your mentality and let go of negativity from these people in the past, that you will actually be very successful. Ten of pentacles, 10 of coins, 10 of stars, discs, many different ways of saying it, many different tarot decks, is a card of complete abundance. So there's a potential. It's almost saying as if you get your mind right, there's a potential of real money coming. Even some people would say, oh, it's a mystical thing, you don't talk about money. No, it's okay to talk about money. I see almost money or physical pleasure coming, but it can't come unless you release the idea of being any kind of victim from somebody else in the past. So it's like moving on from stagnation and bad things from the past can definitely lead you in a direction of being very successful. Ten of Pentacles is one of the most successful money cards, in fact. So you might have some money coming.
Yeah. No, I know that the money's coming and everything. I know that, yeah. But as far as the past, I mean, I've put that under the rug, like, since the end of last year. You know, I'm done
and
over with that. Yeah.
Like I said, in the reading, it was in the past.
Yeah.
It was a reading portion.
Yeah, that's the past,
and
yeah.
And you let go of it, and you let the damage go, the and the bad go, and it looks like you're going to be okay. I mean, it looks like success for you. So, I hope it worked out.
I've been working hard, you know, so trying to...
Seems like me that I'm getting the impression just of the person I'm talking to that your mindset is adjusted. Like, you seem adjusted mindset, like you're more positive maybe than you were 5 years ago or something like that. I know I am, you know. So,
it was very hard for me because at one point, you know, I could have been under the earth, but at one point I did that transition, I made up my mind because, you know, you have to come to a point like...
You deal with it or don't.
Yeah. You got to get to this point where you're so sick of it that, you know, there was a quote someone gave me, you have to be sick enough to do something about it. You know, like when you have a bad cold and it gets to the point that, you know, hey, I got to take some medicine because otherwise this is going to kill me. So it's the same as the situation. It got to that point, like, you know, if I don't do something about this, this is going to destroy me. So, because I know no one was able to do anything for me. I had to help myself. That's what I did. Yeah,
and I definitely got
that
impression from the swords leaving you in the cars and the all these things. Like, you just had these things fall out of you so that you could take charge, you know. And it's a funny thing. I often tell people that the cards can't tell me anything that I can't tell myself, but sometimes I need to see them for myself. You know, my friend Evan says that quote as well. We know what goes on inside, you know, but we need to be reminded sometimes.
Yeah. And we are our biggest, therapy. But like in life, you know, people go, you know, you go through stuff, you know, things happen, you know, but.
Yeah, they make you stronger or they break you down.
You know about that song, right? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
That's so true.
I'm telling you, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger.
But my final card for you was the Ten of Pentacles, which is a very successful card. That's 10 of coins, babe. It sounds like you're going to do it, you know, well.
I hope so, and I really...
But I think, are you looking for something else, though? Do you feel like lost and, like, you're starting to do better economically, but maybe not emotionally or something? Or are you okay with that?
Economically, I think where my mind is set at, it's not really what I see going on as far as what I envision, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because I envision really big. I mean, really big.
So are you feeling not exactly to the level you want? I'm also getting a slight feeling, this isn't even from the cards, I'm getting a feeling maybe emotional, I think I'm getting emotional angst from that, perhaps. It might be all it is. So. I was thinking,
yeah,
okay, maybe starting to work out, but maybe not the love or something like that, but, you know, that's how life can be sometimes. And
it has to do with love as well, yeah, because I'm very disappointed in what I see out there, very disappointed.
Maybe we all are.
Big time, you just don't know.
But I'm still out here. But anyway, I'm going to let you go. I hope it was productive, and
yeah.
And thank you very much for calling Main Street Universe, and call again sometime.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I'll call again to talk to you. You know, we don't have no one else on the air.
Next week, Wednesday at 11 a.m., we'll be doing a show about the disappearing bat population, how bats are disappearing from North America. So, all right.
Really? You went to bats?
Well,
why are you into bats?
Well, they're disappearing, and we need,
okay.
They eat mosquitoes, and they do all sorts of things, and they're productive, and they serve a part in the ecosystem and all sorts of things. We also did one about bees, so we do all sorts of things about nature and naturalness and natural law and natural energy and divination and all over the board. So.
Okay, yeah. Okay, then no problem. I'll check you out next week, Wednesdays, and what other days you have your shows?
Well, we're on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday, and at different times, Wednesday and Thursday, 11 a.m., and I'll get to all the callers. I see this callers here. Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
No, no, it's okay. You don't have to be nervous about it. No. I'll send, we're on Facebook, on Main Street Universe, Facebook. And
I'm on Twitter.
But we'll be back, so... You'll see us around Walk Talk Radio.
Okay.
And,
are you guys on
Main
Twitter?
Street Universe.
Are you guys on Twitter?
We are, but I'm not very good at Twitter. I'm not very secure with that. So
okay.
I will have to bow down gracefully from that.
Okay.
That means
okay.
I'm an idiot and I don't know what I'm talking about, basically. Sometimes. We do have a Twitter presence, and I don't know what it is. But,
okay.
But we're on Facebook, and we're on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday, Thursday, Wednesday 11 a.m. Eastern, Thursday 11 a.m. Eastern, Friday 9 a.m. Eastern, p.m. Eastern, and Friday night at midnight. Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour is our show.
It's Sunday night tonight.
Yes. I was doing a Renegade episode. I decided to turn the lines on, and that's my swing night that I do.
Okay.
So you're a rebel. Well, you're on the Renegade night.
All right. Okay.
Anyway, goodbye, and thank you for calling Main Street Universe on Sunday night special edition.
Okay, you two take care of yourself, okay?
Okay.
And don't
here we go. We have callers. Okay. 562, are you there? Hello, are you there? I hear you a little bit. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
What?
Okay. I'm having a hard time hearing them, so I'm going to 717. 717.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. And did you want a general message? Or something specific?
Yes. A general.
Okay. You have a choice between two beautiful things. One is the Rider-Waite Radiant Tarot deck, which is the normal one I read from, and I recently bought a very cute tarot deck called the Halloween Tarot, and it's very gothic-y and everything. So which one would you like a reading from?
The first one.
Okay. Going traditional, that's okay. And I will, here's what I will do. And this is where you are involved. I will shuffle the deck. And as I do, starting now, tell me when to stop shuffling. Okay. Now we'll break the pile into three. One, two, and three. I ask you to pick between one, two, and three.
Three.
Okay. Two or one?
Two.
Okay, and we know what the other card will be. Here's what I'm getting from this. You have a very strong and creative instinct. However, you're completely not sure what to do with it. And to discover what to do with the thing you're unsure about, that you are good at, I know that sounds like a contradiction, you must release obsessions. There's something obsessive about the last card, because it is a major arcana card, and it is in fact the devil. And it's reversed, which means a releasing of things that are obsessive or overly earthy. It can even mean addictions. But I'm not a preacher. I'm just saying that what I see is bright, communicative, creative person with some confusion by the next card, the Seven of Cups, but lots of options. You have an amazingly bright spark within you, some sort of artistic thing that you may or may not know exists. Perhaps you do. To discover, or at least in the near future, to engage in this will involve letting go of certain pettiness, obsessions, bad behaviors, things of that nature, bad people that you don't need around you anymore, is screaming to me from the last card. But I do see you as a bright, creative person that needs to get rid of that influence. That influence may be, in fact, the cause of the confusion. Now, the confusion card of the Seven of Cups, do not mistake it with being necessarily bad. That is a card full of ideas and possibilities. And if you can just get the irritating, you know, influence out of your life, maybe you can finally realize those possibilities with back again as a reversal reading back to the first card, which is the Queen of Swords, which is calm, cool leadership. But the Queen of Swords is not just calm and cool, but she's swift because she holds a sword. And swords are of air. Air is of swiftness. I would like to draw three more cards for you. Has any of this rung home for you yet?
Not really.
Okay. So let's draw three more. Pick from one, two, or three.
Two.
Okay. What I'm getting from this is that you feel very stagnant.
What does that mean?
And that you feel as if nothing is moving forward.
That's true.
And I think it plays into the earlier reading. Just because you didn't feel as if you were the bright, creative person doesn't mean that you aren't. what I was saying was that some sort of thing is in your way that could be yourself or it could be someone else. But with the Empress reverse, that is fertility reverse. That means no great new things, no great new ideas, staleness, stagnation, burden, rather than feeling like creativity, happiness, great, bright ideas. But they are possible because in my first card, which I consider to represent you in the near past, Queen of Swords, and that means a position of authority and creativity, but is not being recognized. You're confused. Or maybe confused isn't the best word. Maybe a word is feeling stale, like you're just not moving forward and you don't like it and you don't know what to do about it. And the Empress reverse completely plays into that. Stagnation. It's not moving forward. It's not going where you want. There's no, you know, fertile ground in the area.
Could you pull a card for, like, relationship, love?
Sure. Pick from pile 1, 2, or 3.
3.
Okay. It's the Page of Wands. And the Page of Wands, in this case, is reversed. The Page of Wands is usually a great messenger. And this is telling me that there is something slowing down your progress because it's upside down. So I'm going to go ahead and pick another one. I want to pick two more for this. So pick from 2 or 1. Pick from 1, 2, or 3. Go ahead and let all 3 be the option. 1, 2, or 3. I'll pick 2 more. 1, 2, or 3.
3.
Okay. And then 1 or 2?
2.
Okay. Here's what I'm getting. I think as I said, the Page of Wands is the great new. You're starting a new thing. You're building something new. The Queen of Wands, the Queen of Cups reversed was your next card. And that is not always a bad card depending on your situation, but again, this is another emotional card that is reversed. In short, I'll shorten this thing. It's a very simple answer. I have a feeling you need to take a brand new brave chance because the Fool was your final card in your reading. The Fool is a card that comes up for me all the time. It's a card of bravery. It's a card of new beginnings. Whoever you're involved with that seems like it's not working, it might be time to jump off the mountain, as literally this Fool is jumping off the mountain, and find something else. Or jump off the mountain and find a new way to approach this person if you want it to work for them. But yeah, either way, this is not a card of stagnation. All the other cards you had were of a bright, creative person being stagnant. Your ending result card was a very powerful card. That is the Fool. The Fool is the major arcana of the tarot. And when the major arcana tell you to do something, it's usually very deep and spiritual. There are 22 in the major arcana and 56 in the minor. You had one or so, maybe two major arcana. However, the Fool was the end one. You need to take a new chance, a new place, a new direction. It may be time to move on. That's how I would read that. Or a new approach. There might be a chance with whoever you're thinking about. But my opinion is it's time to jump off the mountain as the Fool does and take a whole new adventure into some other new, much more interesting person, perhaps.
Okay.
It may not be the answer you wish for. I'm sorry.
It's not.
This doesn't mean doom and gloom. Remember, it can mean a new approach as well. It can mean just a new approach. Make yourself seem new and exciting to this person in some way, for example. Give it a shot. I have a feeling it's a jump off the mountain to something else, but again, tarot is consultant. It isn't ultimate destiny. It's not ultimate everything. It's a consultant. That's what it is. It's a language you open up with spirit to consult. And the goddess or spirit, depending on your religion, I think I just spilled mine out there, but I happen to be pagan, and I believe in the goddess and the god, and it's a message that the goddess gives to me, and I just simply say it, and I think it's a new beginning. Again, that can mean just a new start with the person you're with, or a brand new beginning. Either way, there's a new beginning here. You might find it refreshing, actually, once you're there, but I know these things aren't easy. They're easy to say, but not to do.
Yeah. Could you pull one more card for me?
Sure. And go ahead.
I guess it's money, finance.
Again, you had the same card twice, the King of Swords. And this one is definitely about communication. Keep your mind open to lots of communication. The King of Swords is all about calmness, non-emotionalness, and communication. So this is a card telling me that you can take swift action and maybe get some money, but it will involve you being calm and listening, as the King of Swords and the Queen of Swords do on the high atop their mountain. And just keeping lines of communication open. Networking could be another way of saying it. But calmness, not emotionalness. Calm, intelligent networking can lead you to some money. Perhaps in an interest that you have. I'll draw a card for that. The next one, exactly. I just drew the Four of Cups. The Four of Cups tells me that you're bored. You're feeling very stale. You've had other cards that have said that. I am getting definitely stay interested in something and go out and network in it. Find your passion, whatever you're passionate about. The King of Swords, that sword is air, and it's also communication. Wave it around in the air and go talk to people. Go talk to people. Go meet people. And maybe that'll be the connection to your money
okay.
that you asked for. That's about as good as I can do. And
hey.
I hope it's been productive. I have other callers here that I gotta take. And thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. And remember, network and move on. I'm getting that from my readings. Do what you will, though.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. And blessed to be. Now I'm going to take, I think I'm still on the air. I'm trying to stay on the air. They told me I could for another 30 minutes. I pressed the stay. It said 10 seconds. Are you there? 915.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. I'm pressing the stay on the air button, and I guess we're still on the air. Are you there?
Okay. Yes.
And do you like a general reading or something specific?
General reading.
Okay. And I think we're still on the air, even though my record thing says no, but I can hear you, so... I must be, because you're not calling my house, you're calling Blog Talk Radio. And I'm going to shuffle the cards. And let me know when to stop. Starting now. I'm shuffling.
No.
Okay. And one came out, particularly. And I will divide the card into two piles. Since one had already come about. A boot. Okay. here's what I'm getting. You were recently releasing yourself or wanting to release yourself from a situation that felt a bit dull, and you want to build something new, and that's good. That's incredibly good. And I'm getting in the future a guarding against, again, this is second time this happened tonight. As you're building this thing, there's a guarding against deception. I don't always get that, but there's some sort of sneakiness. There could be a potential of someone sneaking around behind your back. However, there's more to this card than that. It doesn't mean doom and gloom. It just means someone is stealing something from the tent. And there are swords still remaining, and there's still things being built, and they're of air anyway, so they're swiftly replaced, even if they are stolen. So I see this as petty. There may be some petty deception going on, but you've built something pretty solid very recently, or want to. I'm going to go ahead and ask you to pick from pile one or two again.
Two.
And then one. You felt as if... Okay, I'm getting that some deception led to perhaps some stagnation. I'm getting a lot of stagnation from this. Are you feeling that way right now, like very stagnant, like things aren't moving? Or if they are, they're moving in a way that's, you know, feeling not right? I'm getting definite stagnation and lack of change from this first few cards, and we can pull more. Are you there?
Yes. I just said you're...
So that's how you feel?
So deep. Yeah, so deep.
Yeah, so very stagnant. So let's do something different. Let's go ahead and ask a specific question. What can we do about the stagnation? I will draw. I'll shuffle. Forgive me. It's late. I work late shift, so this is actually natural hours for me. But even I am a little tired now. I am shuffling now. And what I want you to do for your involvement is to tell me when to stop. Occasionally shuffling here. If you can hear them, I don't know if you can.
Yes.
Here's one that's going to stay. Okay. I will divide the piles into two piles since the first has been chosen. I ask you to choose between one or two and three. Forgive me, two and three.
Three.
We know what the other one is. Okay. It's time for you. Your liberation will come from building something from with others. It's time for you to go out into the world and build something. You might not even know what that is, but it might seem liberating if you just attempt it. This could take many forms. This could take the form of, oh, I've joined a yoga class or something. It could take many forms. It could take the form of, oh, I've, taken on a different job or a different social environment, answered an ad in the paper, joined a martial art class, whatever it is, but you're meant to start building something new. And when you do this, this will help you. Hear the trumpet call of the archangel and feel free. And however, it'll still take some work, because your work will still take a while to be recognized. But the first step is to get out there. 3 is the number of working with others. It is always the mystical number of working with others. And you had the 3 of Wands. It means going out and starting, even if it's literally just 1 or 2 others. Just find some group of people. If you're shy, you know, some people are shy, some people are more external. Just 1 or 2, you know, and just, it could be as simple as a sewing class or a knitting class or a book club. But it's time for you to socialize and to be with others. I'm definitely getting that. Like, you must do that. And from that, from ways that I can't tell with the cards, somehow a liberation will come. But it'll take time, because the next card is the 8 of Pentacles reversed. That doesn't mean you won't be appreciated, it just means it'll take time. And after that is the final card, Justice. And Justice means you will feel the balance. But I'm definitely getting from this entire reading that you must go out and network in any way. It's something that has to do with your interests, and it can be in a small way, just with your small interests. It doesn't mean you have to save the world and go, you know, go on a political tirade and try to, you know, end war. It just means that, okay, I can just go out, you know, and like I said before, you know, it can be a sewing club with your girlfriends or whoever. And
as a matter of fact, I got a letter from the singing group that I was with, and they're asking today at 7 o'clock. And
that's how simple it is. That's how simple it can start. It's from something that, go ahead, I apologize. But that's how simple it can be.
Yeah, it's some kind of drawing back from all that because of the fact that my husband had lost his job. And
yeah,
decided, you know, because a lot of this stuff entailed using money, I had to
draw
back a little bit.
Well, find affordable ones, of course. That's why I said, well, I didn't necessarily, but I meant, what I meant was, keep it can be simple. Find, you know, cheap things to do, free things to do. They're out there in church groups or in, you know, if you're not, you know, if you're Christian, church groups. If not, there's New Age shops that do drum circles and herbal classes. And there's so many things that are free to get involved with. There's dance groups, all sorts of things. Or low money, even if they're not cheap or even if they're not free. But I would say that my reading I give you right now was 100% about getting back out into the world, regardless of whether your husband's working or not. Because it may actually help bring you to that. Maybe a contact you meet, think of this, maybe a contact you meet at the group goes, oh, I got a job. I don't know what your husband does, but I'm saying, oh, I got a job that your husband can maybe do for me. You know, there's all kinds of ways you can think of these things. To where if you network, your reading was telling me to spiderweb, to network. And all these things can bring things back to you when you send a spiderweb out. But that spiderweb doesn't happen unless you go out and, you know, start to build it. And you can build it slow with people you trust and people you like and people you love. But it's definitely telling me for you to get out, because I definitely got a stifled, stagnant thing from this telling me to tell you. I don't claim psychic powers. I claim the cards tell me what spirit just wants them to tell me. And it's telling me that you got to get out and just network, regardless of what's going on. It could actually help everything, including your husband maybe getting a job. You go, oh, yeah, I know. Bye. And then you start talking, and then, oh, yeah, I know such and such. These things can only be positive as they generate. It can possibly lead to a new job. That's what I'm getting from this.
From this. And this is just the reading for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, can you, even though the person isn't present, can the cards tell about another individual if I ask the question? I'm curious.
Yes, in a way. But I view it as in a consultant way, as a consulting about the person. It can't be 100%
yeah.
destiny because they have their own choice in destiny.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it's a consultant. It's a genuine leaning, kind of like, you know, forecasting the weather. Yeah, it's going to happen, but if maybe something else happens, it could change. That something else for humans is our own free will and our own desires and our own different choices we make.
And
so it's not written in stone. Written in cards ain't written in stone. It's just in the cards. It's genuinely what happens if you don't change your behavior. And to me, I was getting from this, if you don't change, your behavior change is meant to be networking and marketing and getting out and being free. And that will springboard all the other stuff. That's what I was getting.
And how did, I was going to ask you before I leave, how did you pick your cards? Because my mother had 22 sets. And she couldn't, I guess she worked with all of them. And I want to be able to pick my cards. How did you pick yours? Was it a feeling? Was it just...
Mine were very simple. There are some people that actually believe that you can't read cards unless they're given to you. I personally do not believe in that, by the way. I have had sets given to me, but it doesn't mean that I believe in that mentality or myth. I literally just pick the one that just seems like the one I want. It's very simple, almost like picking out a guitar or picking out a car, the one that stands out to you. It's not as dramatic as it has to be. It's just a tool, just like a favorite battery drill. I'm an electrician by trade. I have practical skills. I've done electrical work and construction work, and I pick out my favorite screwdriver because of how I think it looks and how comfortable it is. It's really not all that much different to me with tarot. It just calls you, and it's just that one that you just like better than you. It's that one that stands out to you in the crowd. Most of them are based on the Rider-Waite model, and some are not, and that's when they start drifting into being oracle decks and such. But to me, it's very simple. It's that one, just like picking out a crystal, it's that one that just looks a little different than the rest when you're in the crystal shop. It just kind of calls to you like that. Not overdoing the idea of being something called calling you, if you know what I mean. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Just looks a little different than the rest when you're looking at it.
Oh, that's very interesting.
You'll know. You'll know when it calls to you. It's not like it's like it'll cause a thunderstorm. It'll just suddenly just be like, why am I always looking at that one? It'll be like that. It'll be that simple. That one you keep looking at, right? When you're looking at 10 of them, it'll be that one you keep going back to. Why am I always looking at that one? I don't even think it's pretty, but I'm looking at it. Why am I looking at it? That's yours. That's your tarot deck.
Wow. I never thought about it that way.
It's that simple, just like the menu pick. Why did I pick this guy? No, he just kind of looked at me. I don't know. I'm joking a little bit, but I'm just playing. But it's kind of similar, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do thank you for doing that for me.
Sure.
It's great to hear that I got to go in another direction. Okay.
All right. And thank you very much for joining us on Main Street Universe special Sunday night edition. We're here sometimes to read tarot on Sundays, sometimes not, according to when I'm working.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And now we'll take 562. We'll see if they're there. Hello? 562.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I was listening. You already did a reading for me.
Oh, I'm sorry. We were already covered here. And I will turn the mic back off and go to 918.
Hey.
Hello.
I was just saying, 918, as you said it. It was kind of funny.
Yes. And I love how you sounded very friendly. Your voice had a nice...
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Like, hey. I enjoy that.
Well, cool.
And were you thinking of either general or specific and or just conversation?
Well, we could combine depending on your time capacity.
I think my time capacity...
conversation.
I'm not sure of because... pretty sure we're still on the air.
Okay.
Must
cool.
be because...
I know you might have archived
your call.
Or not.
It's not like you're my calling my house, so you're calling Blog Talk Radio. So we must be still
true,
on the air.
True, true,
so I think we have
well,
about...
Well, I'm in the state of Oklahoma. Go ahead. You think you have what?
Oh, no, it's fine. It's we're good. I think we're on the air because the chat room's open and all that, and somebody's typing in it.
Well, hi, everybody. There.
Hello, everyone in the chat room. Hear you only on the phone, somebody said. And, okay, well.
It's probably archive then, or what they call archive, I think.
Thanks for
are
the
you
reading.
There?
I'm 9:30. Yeah, I'm there. I'm 3.
Oh, you're
and
in the chat.
You shall, of course. And you were asking for a general?
Well, I can do a general with maybe concentration if it pops up type of thing on relationships or moving.
Okay.
I have a lot going on in my life right now, so.
Right.
Without telling you too much.
That's why it sounds like a general. It's specific, but it's okay. We can do that.
You're very nice, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
And who is Hecate? Because when you were talking, I kept on thinking somebody named Hecate, which didn't make any sense to me.
Hecate.
I just had to ask. So.
It's a goddess.
Oh.
Hecate is. And I'm getting cards jumping out. And I'm going to ask you just to pick, because two of them jumped out. And,
I'll make three
actually,
and I'll make
the one jumped out. And here's what I'm getting.
I don't know.
Seems as if recently a project working with others seemed like it wasn't working out as well in the recent past. That's what I'm getting.
Oh, yeah, I know what that's about, yeah.
And the next one, though, is the Page of Cups. Again, another Cups, but upright. This one's a little more positive, meaning there's a new good message coming up to perhaps... not alleviate. I don't know if it's going to alleviate that, but it means just moving forward. Pages are about newness. You know, I don't know if you know tarot symbolism. Some people they call do, and so when I say like page, oh, I got it. You know, some people have no idea what they are. Pages
uh-huh.
are often about newness, new messages. In this case, it's a new emotional message, almost like new emotional calmness, saying, well, it'll be okay. It's literally a page. Sometimes a princess, and he's holding a cup, and there's a little fish giving him a new message that he's sort of, this little fish is popping out of the cup. So something new is on the horizon. However, you're still feeling as if, even though this may be a new thing on the horizon, there is... definitely, from the next card, Judgment in Reverse, there's something that is definitely not working out. Doesn't mean doom and gloom, just means, again, stagnation. Like something is, you're not hearing the trumpet. If you know the Judgment card, it's an archangel, Raphael, I believe, and blowing the trumpet and the sort of little naked blue people below hearing it. And they're hearing this message, and they're happy, and it's liberating and free. and yours is reverse, meaning there's things in the way and the angel might float down instead of towards the people, and there's a message that you are not receiving, and not just a message, but there's a portion of your life that you're not feeling as if is being recognized or liberated. And of course we all feel that. I mean, I'm a musician that wants to be a musician for a living. And so what I'm getting is that a past project wasn't working out with others, even though I do see some camaraderie in that. It was like people maybe you enjoyed to a degree, but it just wasn't quite working out. A new message from the page, and then no liberation coming in the near future. And so what I'm getting from this is very important cards. What a strange, you're difficult. You just are. I understand.
Sorry.
The love, the moon in reverse, meaning that, to me, that it might actually be time to be a bit more earthy, get earthy things together. The moon is, when it's upright, of course, it's still present, reversed or upright, represents divine internal wisdom. And it seems to me that this is representing that the things that happened recently are a result of a lack of, perhaps, this feminine intuitive wisdom. There was in it, somehow your natural intuitive instincts as a female were ignored. You ignored something. I don't mean necessarily just female, I mean intuitive. Something was ignored, and it caused a past project not to work. However, if you regroup, keep yourself about you, it'll be okay, because the next card is the Lovers, and that is new unions, great choices, you know, love, perhaps new love, even, just as the card would suggest. It doesn't always mean romantic love. It could sometimes just mean new, like, you know, union of a great, you know, new idea, new thing. But there is a union there, you know. There's a naked guy and a naked girl ready to pretty much get it on.
Yeah, I know what that deck looks like. Do you think it's, can you give me a read on the guy or the person?
Sure.
Just intuitively what you saw, or?
I am thinking, well, the next card after that, since you asked, is a bit of patience. The next card was the Hanged Man.
Okay.
I mean, is he well hung? I don't know.
But
it's the Hanged Man. He's hanging. He's patient. He's the calm, meditative presence.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost obnoxiously patient. But at the end, at his head, there is a light, there's liberation. And I'm going to go ahead and draw another card or two, or three, maybe, for your question. You were asking about this person. And I will. As far as I see, wow.
Yeah. It's okay to be one with me. It's all right. You're not going to offend me.
No, it's, I actually got the King of Pentacles. So I see lots of potential here. After that, I got a card we've drawn up many times before, the King of Swords reverse, which is saying to me that this is an amazing idea.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe because the King of Swords is reversed, and not upright, should be approached patient and slow. That's all I'm saying.
I was actually thinking about having two husbands.
It doesn't mean not do it. Impatient and slow can be interpretable by different people. Oftentimes, swords equal in time, you know, a few days, a few weeks. Wands equal weeks, 2 months, to almost a year, and coins and pentacles equal, you know, many, many, many months and to many years. I would say that this just means to be mildly patient.
Do you think it means to have
extreme action? Does that seem to make sense a little bit?
Well, what I was asking, do you think that means two husbands?
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because that's what we were talking about.
Right.
Because that would work out really well for me.
Two husbands?
All just living in the same house, yeah.
I love where you're going with this.
No, I mean, honestly, you know, I mean, well, it would work.
One's
older, one's younger.
But wouldn't that also fit what I said? It was the King of Pentacles and the King of Swords.
Yeah, because one's very dominant and one's very submissive.
Yeah, one's very airy and light like me, like a freaking sissy that's pushed around by callers like you. I'm playing.
But you're smiling.
But again, the card I got for that was the King of Cups, meaning this kind of, it's reversed, but I'm getting this feeling that this means there is potential, because on the shoulder of the king in this card is a ghost whispering in his ear. And of course, since it's reversed, the cup is spilling out.
Tell me about the ghost. No, tell me about the ghost.
The ghost
is
on the shoulder
here.
Of the king.
Uh-huh.
And I'm almost viewing this as like the other guy. I think here's what I'm getting from this. Exactly. One guy is dramatically perhaps more attached than the other. The other is more of a ghost, more of a... doesn't mean it can't work. I'm just saying that one is sitting on his throne, king of emotion, thinking he's gotten things going on, and the other one is wispy on the shoulder, like little king of, you know, ghosts, can fly away and be a little bug and fly away and be a ghost. And the other one, but there was a little more. This doesn't mean drama. It just means the one is more attached and the one is not. Which you may have already known that.
Yeah, I'm a little bit confused at this point.
And I'll draw another one.
The one that's confused,
okay.
Trying to follow you.
Here is the next card I got was the Three of Swords reversed. Three of Swords is a broken heart card, so it fits. The Three of Swords here is the Three of Bats, and the swords are falling out of the broken heart. So I have a feeling that this will work out just fine, and the more whimsical one, the more laid back, the ghost one might be the one, if this three-way doesn't work, will be the one that sticks around. The one that's more the King of Cups character may be the one that doesn't stick around, but he'll stick around for a while, I think, because I think he's reversed and he's in the mucky muck. I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying he's in it. He's
the King
in
of
it, but
Cups, can you describe him once again?
It's a King of Cups, King of Emotion, and on his shoulder was a Ghost of Cups. And a ghost is whimsical and will fly in the air, you know, and can fly away. You're with two different kind of people. One
The one in California, I think he does have a ghost that travels around with him quite a bit. I mean, I'm like 99.9% certain, so I think that's where I got a little off track.
It's okay. But one is more whimsical and one is more maybe more into you or more in love with you and wants you to be their solid thing. But
oh, yeah, that's the California guy, the one that wants to be with me for life. You know,
right. But then again, he's not around. So no one knows which one is the cups, which one is the ghost. We'll find out. Tune in and tell us. It's not that confusing. One wants you more, one wants you dramatically, but one wants
you... What do you mean by dramatically? Maybe I'm overthinking this.
What I mean by that is one wants you more seriously, and the other wants you more as a, not, I won't say a fling, they still love you, but one isn't necessarily unable to detach, like a ghost, like a spirit, like a, and the other one is more serious about you. I don't know which one that is. I'm just saying I'm getting the duality. I have a duality.
That sounds good.
The cards will not tell me which one that is. I'm only but
California guy.
But one wants you, they both want you deeply. But one wants you more seriously and long term. The other one does too, but to stay more in a whimsical kind of fashion. I believe people can be polyamorous.
You say whimsical.
If you know what I mean. I believe people can be polyamorous, be all that, and I'm pretty liberal like that. So.
Well, I mean, one of them, his parents were pagans, so.
Oh, okay.
It's a little bit different. Yeah, but at the same time, he used to get drunk with Ronald Reagan, you know. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm pagan myself, in case you didn't know by now. And,
And what state do you
nice.
Live in?
I am
okay.
Very glad you called.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time. I do appreciate the effort. I'm going to have to listen to your archives and try to... I'm still so confused. But I think if I listen again, then I'll understand a lot.
It's not
better.
That confusing. I said one wants you deeply and one wants you whimsically. I just don't know which one that is. It's really not that confusing.
I don't understand what you mean by whimsical. I'm very literal.
Well, what I mean is that one wants to be more serious, like let's get married, and one is more like I want a relationship, but let me go ahead and play, you know, kind of a thing. I'm getting a lot of polyamorous kind of jumping around stuff, and one, I think, may agree with that morally, but he wants to still be just you. One of them wants to be monogamous and is upset that you don't want to be that way. That's what I got with the King of Cups reverse. He doesn't like that you do not wish to be just with him. I don't know which one it is, but that's what the cards told me.
Oh, well, that makes perfect sense.
And that's basically what I was saying. One is upset.
Okay, I mean,
it might not be
now.
A deal breaker right now, but it might be a deal breaker in the future, if you know what I mean.
Well, I've told him before, no matter what, you know, he would be the only one, and the only one I really considered for a second husband, you know, is someone that would fit in with the two of us. You know, I don't think anybody else would, so. Well, that makes a lot of sense. That gives me some good advice. That really does. It makes perfect sense now. Complete sense to me. So, I really do appreciate the effort. I really did. So.
All right.
Thank you so much. Are you on, like, nightly, or?
I'm on usually, I will tell you, if you press follow, I can find you. Or if you don't, we're on Facebook, and we're also on Blog Talk Radio. Our show is called Main Street Universe. And it's on every Wednesday at 11 a.m., so we're often on daytime because I work night shift. I happen to have tonight off. So that's when I have nights off is when I do this. And I also make money from other things. I'm an electrician. I do a lot of things. I'm a musician. I'm an artist. I'm a writer.
I'm a writer.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
What are you working on?
Well, I'm working on a trilogy of my father's family, starting with the Revolution. We were neighbors to Thomas Jefferson. And then the last book is like from World War II. And my paternal grandmother was a James from the Jesse and Frank James family.
Oh, wow.
And then, of course, the middle ones of the Civil War.
You should, definitely
remember the family. You know, go ahead.
Attached to the show, we have you know, an email box to Dan Michael. I think it's not Mainstream Universe, but I think it's Daniel Michael is the name of, technically, of the little, you know, area of the show. But we also have a Facebook presence. I would love if you kept in contact with us. And my Facebook is Daniel Nolan Michael. So it's Daniel Nolan Michael. And I would love to hear
from you. You have a very sweet spirit. You really do.
Oh, thank you. And I love your voice, by the way. You have a very, you know... interesting voice. I'll say that. You have a very, like, friendly...
I've heard it called a lot of things. You know, I made some homemade stew last night. Made a whole big batch. It's too bad you can't have a bowl. I think you would have liked it.
Perhaps.
Had fresh herbs in it and everything. Cut up potatoes. I made it from scratch.
I believe you.
Some carrots. It was so good. I bet you would have loved it.
I'm a huge fan of real food and homemade food, mm-hmm. for certain. In fact, our Wednesday, this Wednesday, we're talking about not food necessarily, but we're talking about the disappearing bat population. And we're going to talk about how bats are disappearing from northeast America at alarming numbers. We talked about bee population colony collapse disorder, and now we're going to talk about bat population.
The zombie bees, yeah.
And it's interesting because if we lose the bats, I mean, they eat mosquitoes, and so imagine the disease that could be spread if we lose the bats. You know, pretty scary. I don't mean to scare. It's not my job to scare. I just want to inform.
Well, it's good,
you know,
to have a balance in the world. And where would I get my mascara if not for bats? That's where mascara comes from bat droppings. No, I mean, seriously, that's where mascara comes from the bat droppings.
Oh, yeah, the guano. And anyway, I think, I don't even know if I'm on the air still at this point, but definitely look us up, Main Street Universe Facebook,
yeah,
or Daniel Nolan Michael Facebook. I'll do this here. Let me see. I'm on Gmail.
You know what? If you can call me offline, I'll just give you my email stuff. I just don't want to say it
Your
archive thing.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, give me a quick call after you get offline.
Okay.
I don't have anything to write on. I would like to keep in touch with you, and I've written a book on vaccines as well.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, part of my bat discussion comes to the issue of, and I don't go into crazy conspiracies, I just go with what's there. Uh-huh. They were talking about the pesticide increase in the 1990s. For West Nile led to, well, decreased lobster population,
mm-hmm.
decreased bat population, you know. So here we go. 9-1. Okay, I won't say it.
Thank you.
Sorry, I started. What I meant to say was 3-2-4, 5-7-8, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And if you said you've written a book before on these things?
On vaccines, I have. It's not published yet. I've been invited to speak to the United Nations through a group called COMED. I'm an autism advocate and a safe vaccine advocate.
Oh, okay.
To make them safe. So it's not like entirely conspiracy theory, because we have science backing us up, and I'm not talking about Andrew Wakefield. I think he really pisses me off, to be honest. And
right. Well, I think
Marisol.
I think it's just the pesticides, the chemicals, the gen mod. I think it's amazing that people go, I don't know, what's happening? Well, it's a mixture of things. But since I have a show and I have to get off the air, I'll call you. How about if I call you like right after we go off the air? Right? Would that be cool?
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be fabulous.
All right.
Yeah, I really do appreciate the effort tonight. That cleared a lot of things up. I mean, why didn't I see that before? Ugh.
Here's Knights of Baghdad by a friend of mine, Tom Teasley, who, by the way, is a drummer for the State Department. How did he get the gig? I don't know.